The next patient is Mary Howard. The last name is H-O-W-A-R-D. This is the clinical case of a 87-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The CKD was most likely related to nephrosclerosis, and a patient that has a history of diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and aging process, period. On top of this, the patient had a right kidney stone that had to be removed with cystoscopy, and stenting was done by Dr. Onishi. Currently, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.2, an estimated GFR of 41. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. Liver function tests are within normal limits. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.7. Following number, the patient doesn't have any proteinuria, no activity in the urinary sediment. The following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, peripheral vascular disease without any ulcers, edema, or redness. Following number, the patient has a history of thoracic aortic aneurysm, which is followed by the primary care. The patient is in very stable condition. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing this lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.